بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن عبد الله بن عمرو رضي الله عنهما قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم upon the authority of Abdullah ibn Amr رضي الله عنه, who said the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said المسلم من سلم المسلمون من لسانه ويده. The Muslim is the person from whose tongue and hands the Muslims feel safe from. وَالْمُهَاجِرُ مَنْ هَجَرَ مَا نَهَى اللَّهُ عَنْهُ. And the muhajir is the one who makes hijrah or migrates from whatever Allah has made haram. وَالْمُؤْمِنُ مَنْ أَمِنَهُ النَّاسُ عَلَى دِمَائِهِمْ وَأَمْوَالِهِمْ. And the mu'min, the believer, is the one who secures the people's blood and the people's wealth. وَالْمُجَاهِدُ مَنْ جَاهَدَ نَفْسَهُ فِي طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ. And the mujahid is the one who strives against his own desires in order to obey Allah. This hadith has been collected by Al-Bayhaqi in its full wording. In this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he mentioned these few terms which have a meaning which comes to a person's mind, and they also have a deeper meaning. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he explained who the Muslim is, who the Muhajir is, who the Mu'min is, and who the Mujahid is. So when we hear of the word Muslim, we rightfully think that a Muslim is a person who prays the salawat, and he gives zakah, and he performs hajj, rightfully so. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam clarified that there is also another meaning to being a Muslim. And that is, al-muslimu man salim al-muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadeh. That a Muslim is a person who the other Muslims feel safe from his tongue and his hands. Otherwise, what is the benefit in your salah and your zakah, and your fellow Muslims are not safe from your tongue and neither are they safe from your hands? And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned the muhajir. And the muhajir is a person who makes hijrah from the lands of kufr to the lands of Islam. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam clarified, but there is also another type of hijrah. And that is that a muhajir is a person who migrates away from his sins and abandons disobeying Allah. And then the Prophet mentioned a mu'min. And when we hear the word mu'min, we think about the believer. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam clarified that a mu'min is also a person, man aminahu an-nas ala dima'ihim wa amwalihim. That the mu'min is the one who secures the people's blood and people's wealth. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned mujahid. And straight away when we hear the term mujahid, we think jihad of the battlefield. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam clarified that there is also another type of jihad, a greater type of jihad. That is, man jahada nafsahu fi ta'atillah. The one who strives and battles his own soul in order to obey Allah. And these meanings, Muslim, Mu'min, Muhajir, Mujahid, the first meanings which come to our mind, for example, Mujahid is the one who fights jihad. Now this jihad, sometimes it's obligatory, sometimes it's not obligatory. It's obligatory upon one person, it might not be obligatory upon another person. But the jihad which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned, the jihad against your own desires, this is obligatory upon every person, in every time. And muhajir, hijrah, it's obligatory in certain situations, with certain conditions. However, the other hijrah which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned, is obligatory upon every person in every situation. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for tawfiq and guidance. هذا والله أعلم وصلى الله على نبينا وسلم.